how you doing? It's time to worship. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Ooh, I got the wiggles. How about you?
Man, I got them too.
I'm just a wormy squirmy. Ooh.
Why don't we get some people to help us out?
Arr, I like that idea.
Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
Oh, who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
If you got the wiggle wiggles, come on, get your wiggles out.
Wiggles, get your wiggles out. Everybody shake and shout. Let's wiggle, get your wiggles out. Dancing all around now. Come on, wiggles, get your wiggles out. Everybody shake and shout. Let's wiggle, get your wiggles out. We're dancing all around.
We like it. Clap your hands now, everybody. Clap, clap, clap. Stomp your feet now, everybody.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Flap your wings now, everybody.
It's time to get your wiggles out.
Boy, I think we're getting the hang of it now.
Wiggles, get your wiggles out. Everybody shake and shout. Let's wiggle, get your wiggles out. We're dancing all around now. Come on, wiggle, get your wiggles out. Everybody shake and shout. Let's wiggle, get your wiggles out. We're dancing all around now.
Woo, all that wiggling. That made me tired.
Me too.
I think we should all sit down together.
Ooh, yeah.
How about it? Let's do it.
One, two, three, sit down!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I know someone who makes me happy. I know someone who makes me dance. He's the reason my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna lift my hands and clap,
yeah.
Clap to the sound,
jump, yeah.
Jump up and down,
spin,
spin, spin all around. I'm singing it out,
one, two, three, four.
Jesus is the very best friend, the very best friend I know. Jesus is the very best friend. Someone who makes me dance. He's the reason that my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna lift my hands and clap, clap to the sound,
jump,
jump up and down,
spin,
spin all around. I'm singing it out,
one, two, three, four.
Jesus is the very best friend, the very best friend I know.
Jesus.
place, we have to get ready for our story. And in order to do that, we need to put on our pay attention glasses. Mine are blue and they're shiny and sparkly.
Mine are green with stripes.
Yes, they are. Okay, all right. Reach up way high and grab those listening ears. Bring them down, click them on, make sure they're straight. Okay? And these, they're doing a little bit of this. So I think we should probably on three, zip, lock, and button. Are you ready? One, two, three, zip, lock, and button. And here we go.
Hey, it's so great to see you today. I love it when we gather together, we sing praises to God, we talk about the Bible, God's word, and hear parts of the Big God story. But before we do anything else, we need to stop and pray and ask God to teach us today. Miss Michelle, would you do that?
Absolutely. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for Discovery Land. Thank you for all of our friends here today and the wonderful, awesome, amazing story that we're going to learn from your word. Help us to sit nice and still, not get the silly wiggles and giggles, but pay close attention to what you want us to hear. And it's in your son's name we pray.
Amen. All right, so in part one of this Big God story section, God chose a woman named Esther to become the queen of Persia. Now, if you remember, friends, one of the king's workers, Haman, wanted all of God's people wiped out. Well, Esther, she had a cousin named Mordecai, and he heard of Haman's evil plans to destroy God's people. So he went quickly to tell everything that he had heard.
Ugh, okay, well, how do you think that made Esther feel? Right? I know. I bet she was scared. Show me scared, guys. Ooh. Oh, he looks really scared, doesn't he? I don't know. Well, this was, would you think this was a big problem? Or do you think this was a little problem? I'm saying it was huge. That's right. It was a big, big problem. What do you think that Esther did? Let's think about it.
They got it.
Good thinking. She trusted in God. That's what we're supposed to do, right, Pastor Chris? We're supposed to trust in God to help her figure out what needed to be done.
So Esther knew that God was mighty. He could save his people. Mm-hmm. So she, Esther, had all of God's people pray and fast for 3 days, which means they didn't eat any food. And they use that time to focus just on God. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure they prayed as hard as they could pray. Mm-hmm. And let's count, because it was 3 days. Ready? Let's count together. One,
two, three.
3 days. And after the third day, Esther knew what she must do. Bing! She planned a great big feast for Haman and the king.
That kind of made me scratch my head. She's going to invite Haman for a big feast.
Even though he was a bad guy?
Yeah, but remember what she's doing. Trusting God.
That's right.
I know. Mm. Do you ever have any special dinners with your family? Yeah, I know. We do too. Probably too many. What about Thanksgiving?
I love some turkey.
Yep. Christmas.
That's good stuff too.
I know. Yeah. Those are some very special days and very special meals. Because they're so special, we take lots of time to get ready, to prepare. Well, before the feast with the king, the table had to be set. I think this table looks pretty good.
It looks great. But we did have to prepare. We took
time to get
it ready.
Yes, we certainly did. Yep. When everything was ready, the king and Haman, he was that nasty one. Show me nasty. Oh, gosh. They kind of scared me. They came to Esther's feast, and it may have looked, well, a little bit like our table.
Maybe a little fancier.
When the king saw the incredible banquet of food that Esther had made, he asked her, "What would you like? You can ask me for anything, anything at all."
Could I do that?
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, Esther, what would you like? You can ask me for anything. You can have as much as half of the kingdom."
Wow. I don't know if it sounded like that, but I just wanted to.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, yeah, so at that moment, Esther told the king she was sad and a little scared.
Aw.
Because someone had planned to wipe out all of her people. Then she told the king it was Haman, his trusted official who'd made this evil plan. Mm-hmm. guess what, friends? The king was so angry, like this, that he stormed out of the room. Can you show me your angriest face? Let me see it.
Get ready.
Ah,
ooh,
they're angry.
I think they've been practicing too much.
I think they have too.
Maybe we better practice a smile face. Okay.
Good job.
That's better. Okay, good. Good job. Let's pretend we're the king for a minute. Let's stomp our feet and say, I'm the king, and I'm so angry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, ready?
I'm the king, and I'm so angry. Well, Haman knew he was in big trouble. Give me a dum-dum-dum.
Dum-dum-dum.
So he quickly got down on his knees. He began to beg Esther, please save me, don't leave me, I'm so sorry. But it didn't work.
Mm-mm. No.
Even as Haman begged Esther for help, it was too late.
Yep.
The king had already made up his mind. He ordered Haman to be taken away.
Or that way. Yeah, whichever way. He was gone.
He's out of here.
Yep.
No one ever saw him again, and God's people were safe.
That's the best part.
Yay!
Yes. So, do you know what all this means? God used Queen Esther to serve God and her people, even though she may have been scared. She trusted God to show her what to do to save her people. No problem. Not even this one is too big for God. Can you tell me why? Right, because our God is mighty. Even today, he hears our prayers and is mighty to save.
Oh, that's awesome. Friends, God is so mighty, we can trust him all the time. There's nothing too big or too scary for God. When we're happy, when we're sad, when we're scared, or when we're brave, who's with us? That's right, God is with us. Our big, strong, mighty God is always with us, and he always loves us, and that's a great reason to celebrate.
Oh, I think so too. So today we're gonna sing a song of praise to God. Singing together is one way that we can worship him. This song says, God, you're big, and God, you're strong. Show me those muscles. Good job, because God is bigger and stronger than anyone or anything. We never have to be afraid. He loves us and is always, always with us.
God, you're big, God, you're strong. Sing along. God, you're big, God, you're strong. And I know that you love me, so I'll sing along, sing along. God, you love me the way I am. And I know I'm a part of your big, big plan. God, you're with me where I am. You're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. God, you're big, and God, you're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along, sing along. God, you love me the way I am, and I know I'm a part of your big, big plan. God, you're with me where I am, and I know that I'm loved, so I'm singing. God, you're big, God, you're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. Oh, God, you're big, God, you're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. God, you're big, oh, and God, you're strong. Sing along. God, you're big, oh, and God, you're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along, sing along.
Awesome. So friends, we talked today about the important truth in God's word, the Bible, that God is, because God is bigger and stronger than anyone or anything, we never have to be afraid. Nope. So follow along with me. Repeat these words in motion. God, you're big. God, you're strong. Wow.
I know. I love it.
So God loves us, friends, and he's always with us. Psalm 105:4 says, look to the Lord for his strength and seek his face always.
We've been doing that in class. They've been doing such a good job with that.
Awesome.
Look to the Lord always and his strength. Seek his face. I know,
nice
right?
Nice job.
Hey, they got it.
Ooh.
They got it.
Good job, friends. Oh, Miss Michelle, would you do the blessing for us today?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's hold our hands out because we're going to now receive a blessing. Here we go. Children, God is mighty, and he is always with you. May you know that you never have to be afraid.
Oh, that's awesome. Have a great week, friends.
See ya.